Hi, welcome back to Sports Central. That's some cool stuff to talk about here with Chris Drenning, Bishop Guilfoyle High School boys basketball coach. Some really interesting discussions. Chris, how you doing today, man? How's everything going?
Good, and yourself?
I'm doing excellent. I want to start with a really cool story that's happened this week that is a byproduct of the success that you've had in your program at BG. You've got a couple kids playing at the Division I level at St. Francis. Earlier this week when St. Francis played Virginia, both Luke Ruggery and A.J. Labriola got in the game. And then last night again against Liberty, they got in the game. It's the first time, it's believed to be the first time ever, that two products from Bishop Guilfoyle High School have played in the same men's Division I basketball game, which is really just pretty amazing. How proud do you have to be, Coach? You coach both those guys. How proud are you that your program has sent some guys onto the D1 level and now they're on the same team?
We're very proud of them. They're both really hardworking kids. AJ could have went and played at a number of different places, but wanted to play D1 and went there as a walk-on. And has worked really, really hard to become a good player. He's transformed his body and become a much better player. And then obviously Luke went up there as the all-time leading scorer in the history of the school. You're very proud of it, but it's just a credit to everybody, the program. It's mostly a credit to those two kids, but also to, I have a great staff, Tom Gosh, John Craig, Mike Crownover. It's a credit to everybody, the school, that's put a lot into those kids, but mostly it's the work they've done.
When you're a Class 2A school, which you were, and correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. you're 3A now in boys, but when you're a Class 2A school and you're sending kids on to the D1 level, how difficult is that?
It is. It's difficult. We play in a conference that's primarily 3, 4, and 5A. We schedule 6A teams out of conference to try to give our, test our kids as much as we can, and it helps them get exposure, obviously. AAU in the summer is a big thing. These guys played AAU and they went, all over the eastern part of the United States to play. And so you get seen there, but it's for a school our size, it doesn't happen very often, that's for sure.
Here's a little bit of background, and if anybody has any additional information on this, I'd love to hear it. From Blair County, the boys basketball players from Blair County who have gotten a Division I basketball scholarship in the last, say, 30 years. Jeff Churchill from Altoona got a D1 scholarship at St. Francis. John Boyer went and walked on at Buffalo but got a scholarship. And then Luke Ruggery. And I think that's the list, Chris. I think since 1995, I think those are the only three boys high school basketball players from this county that have gotten a Division I scholarship in basketball. How amazing is that?
Yeah, off the top of my head, that sounds right. You go back a little further and you get Mike Gislino and
Sure.
Preston,
yep.
the teams that Altoona had. But off the top of my head, that sounds correct. So yeah, it's certainly a big deal. Especially when Luke's not the biggest kid in the world. He's not 6'9" or anything like that. So it's just a testament to how hard those guys have worked.
But there's also the TikTok video, Coach, and that's where things get fascinating with Luke Ruggery. I wrote about this on my website last week, and Luke has just blown up on TikTok. He's got 700,000 followers doing all of these awesome dances. When you were coaching Luke all this time and seeing him grow up in the area as a high school, as a basketball star, did you ever think he would be world famous for dancing on TikTok?
No, and until I talked to you last week, I didn't realize it was monetized. That I had no idea. I just thought it was a bunch of kids. I'm an old man. What do I know? A bunch of guys, just dancing and acting like fools. But I didn't realize you could monetize it. But I had no inkling that anything. It's funny. I was obviously we were watching the games, and I was watching the game on ESPN Plus last night. And when he came in, that's the first thing they talk about is his TikTok.
Yep. It's going to be with him forever. And I ask, hey, you comfortable with that being known more as, he called it, TikTok boy than basketball? He says, that's fine with me. So, all right. So, fun stories. Those are really cool. And I congratulate you guys on